This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados' latest drowning victim has been identified. Calls continue for a nationwide approach to deal with violence. Paid paternity leave will soon be a reality for men in Barbados. Workers in the tourism sector will soon have new minimum rates of pay. And at least 48 killed in 3 Israeli airstrikes in less than an hour in Gaza. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Costa Rican visitor who was found dead in a pool at Rockley Country Club in Christchurch has been identified. He is 27-year-old Pablo Rojas. Police say Rojas arrived on the island last Friday with a number of friends and was scheduled to depart this coming Saturday. Yesterday morning, just before 9 o'clock, the club's pool technician discovered Rojas' body floating in the pool and reported the matter to management, who then informed the police. A friend with whom Rojas was traveling identified the body. Researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish agrees that there needs to be a national approach to address gun violence in the country. His comments came following a national address by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, when she called on the country to pause for 5 minutes at midday on Saturday for silent reflection. However, Professor Devenish believes there needs to be a greater evaluation of intervention programs to assess their effectiveness in addressing crime and violence.
We have to move past talking or dialogue to action. I think we've had sufficient research on the determinants of crime, on the various correlates of crime, from the social, economic, political to cultural determinants of crime. I think what we need to focus now is execution, as well as monitoring and evaluating the extent to which those interventions are bearing fruit, whether those are coming out of the peace program or from some other program attached to government or civil society or the private sector. I don't think we've done sufficient to engage successful execution, let alone conduct successful monitoring and evaluation processes to determine whether these interventions are working.
He also believes there needs to be more investment in the police service.
The police needs to intensify efforts in certain spaces in which crime is rampant or suspected. It's not just about working hard, it's also about working smarter from the standpoint of the police services. The call for an organized crime unit is timely, but I would like to see greater investment in resources in the police services overall, because I think it is well known that the police services are grossly under-resourced in terms of human resources especially, and a lot can benefit the fight against crime and violence in this country if we can seriously consider investing more resources in the police services.
Researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish. Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines also believes that further action is required to address the increase in crime in Barbados. She was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program.
This discussion alone, to be sure, will not fix the problems that we have in Barbados, but it is a step that requires further action, in my estimation, because talking is good, encouraging better behaviors, speaking to those young people around us, those in our societies, this is really useful, but there's a lot more that is needed. She touched on the issues of drug addiction in Barbados, and I would say substance use, including alcohol, and anyone who has engaged with someone, a friend, a relative, someone in your community who has a problem with addiction knows that talking is not all that is required.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. Plans are underway for fathers to receive paid paternity leave. Speaking during the House of Assembly, Minister of Labour Colin Jordan said the quality of child rearing in Barbados must improve, and to achieve this, fathers must be involved in their children's lives. He said that Cabinet is taking steps to implement paid leave for fathers.
Cabinet has agreed in principle, pending studies by the actuary and some others, but we are approaching that point as well, paid paternity leave, because we recognize our people-centered approach to governance says to us that whether it is 1.6 or 1 or two or five. There must be a quality of child rearing that takes place in Barbados. And for that to happen, fathers must be involved. You can't just be involved in bringing the sperm and the egg together, but a father must be involved in the rearing of our children.
Meantime, workers in the tourism sector will soon have new minimum rates of pay in terms of employment under the Labour Clauses Concession Act. Mr. Jordan revealed this as an amendment to the Act in the House of Assembly yesterday.
The Chief Labour Officer has advised that she has completed her consultations, and very soon I will return to this Honourable Chamber to establish minimum rates of pay and conditions of work for those who are employed in the tourism accommodation sector. This will be done pursuant to a bill that is known as an act that we pass in this Honourable Chamber, the Labour Clauses Concessions Act.
Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. The Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, has raised concern about eye care for a large number of Barbadians, especially the older generation. Mr. Humphrey, speaking on the Barbados population policy in the House of Assembly yesterday, highlighted the need for proactive measures to support the elderly to access eye care and to address preventable disabilities.
If our population continues to age and we want to get the best out of everybody, sir, we have to make sure that they have the best chance to be able to do so, sir. The other problem that I came into contact with is that the vast majority of people who have issues with eye health, as would be the case in this Barbadian population, and many who go blind, sir, are dealing with preventable vision loss, or what they call unnecessary blindness, sir.
He emphasized the need for proper vision care for the benefit of society.
It has to be given the ratio, the natural ratio of how people have to wear glasses as they age. There have to be a certain amount of the population in regular communities too who should be wearing glasses. And that we have to find a way to make sure that the average Barbadian, as this society ages, have access to proper eye care. If you do not have proper vision, sir, it completely affects your quality of life. It affects your capacity to earn. It affects your capacity to be a productive member of the society.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The Minister of Energy and Business wants the Barbados Coalition of Services Industries to ensure the sector provides products and services that meet international standards. Senator Lisa Cummins was addressing stakeholders at the BCSI's first council meeting at Warren's, where she and members of the coalition heard some of the challenges of service providers.
What was the body of work that we needed to do for standards? So that in the same way that I know that if I pick up a product on a shelf in a store, it has met somebody's standards. Whose standards are those? Equally, for services, you as the BCSI need to rationalize how do you ensure that service providers are meeting a standard that is local, regional, and global. Those are the things that I'm looking for from a BCSI in this environment.
She issued a challenge to the sector.
The body of work that now needs to be done on services needs to cover at least three things, and I'm challenging the BCSI to take responsibility for these things. One, I need to know from you what are the obstacles to your businesses growing, thriving, and expanding. I need to know how the services sector is connected to the goods sector. And I'm going to challenge you in the third area, which is mindset and socialization. Sometimes we have made our work too small in our own eyes. We've not challenged ourselves in the way that we need to. We've not gone as far as we could because we've made our work too small in our own eyes. That has to come to an end.
That's Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. And finally, at least 48 people were killed in three Israeli airstrikes in less than 1 hour yesterday. According to Gaza's Civil Defense Agency, the attacks killed at least 25 people at a UN-run school in central Gaza's Nusrat area. 18 were killed in southern Khan Yunis, and 5 were killed in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. The UN said an Israeli strike hit close to a joint operations center in Deir el-Balah, from where it coordinates the humanitarian aid response in Gaza. Recapping the headlines, Barbados's latest drowning victim has been identified. Calls continue for a nationwide approach to deal with violence. Paid paternity leave will soon be a reality for men in Barbados. Workers in the tourism sector will soon have new minimum rates of pay, and at least 48 killed in 3 Israeli airstrikes in less than 1 hour in Gaza. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.